Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Your winner by majority decision.
Versus Sean O'Malley would be insane.
Would it do good numbers for UFC? Probably.
Yes, massive.
But as far as him beating me, I don't believe he will.
You fucking turn Rab's nose sideways, TKO him. Boom. Right. Peace up, Ilya. Five rounder.
Boom.
Then what?
A boxing fight's possible.
He put out this tweet after a shocking upset win here. And who's one of the first people he calls out on social media? Massive poster. 50,000 likes. Sean O'Malley. It shows that after Ngannou happened just literally a couple months ago, there's still interest in this? You're a big Sean O'Malley fan.
Me?
He's never...
he's not that big, is he? He's quite...
I'm a small Sean O'Malley fan.
He's small, yeah.
Are you in favor of this fight at all?
Yeah. Why not? It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Would you rather see him fight Garcia or Ilya?
Well, to back my argument up quick, Sean said himself that he thinks he's two fights away, two big performances away from fighting someone like Garcia. Okay. I don't think he's there yet. He doesn't think he's there yet, but the UFC has said if it makes us the right kind of money, we'll do it. It's from Sean's,
that's what he claims,
Sean's,
so, yeah.
He's two fights away from a career.
So he knocks out Merab in a big way, and then... No, but this is his next fight.
This is what amount of people are going to be like...
This is what he's saying, and then what? Maybe Ilya? Or who else is there for him?
Well, let me repoint that question then. So we've just seen some awful, awful losses with MMA fighters. With that in mind, you're like, oh yeah, let's keep doing this. Because to me, watching Ngannou get knocked out by AJ, we were watching it with a bunch of MMA people, so we were all rooting for Ngannou, right? And we were just like, oh God, this is the worst thing ever. Like, this is devastating.
It wasn't that bad, but I agree. Like,
maybe it was just me then. I don't know.
Yeah, but I agree.
Like, I was like, this is depressing.
It was slightly depressing.
Personally, for me, I don't take it that seriously because we're just trying to see these two big stars who are both really good in their separate areas could potentially have a great fight. I know Sean is most likely going to lose because he's not a boxer. But, I mean, we just went into a fight where everyone counted Ryan Garcia out because he looked crazy, because he wasn't preparing right. And then comes out and puts, like, a beating on Haney, who was supposed to be the dedicated, responsible, smart fighter. So if we're counting him out and he's a boxer, why not have... Why not
the dream is dead, my dude. The dream is dead.
Why not have a really...
MMA fighters switching over to boxing. No, I have zero faith in it. Like, those are two boxers.
Yeah, but did you not see Vitor knock the fuck out of Holyfield?
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, when that happened, I was like screaming my head off, being like, yeah, we did it!
We did it.
I'm not trying to get score points for MMA. I don't care. It's just entertainment. I mean, if Sean goes over there and gets knocked out by Garcia, be like, fair enough. Garcia's amazing at what he does.
So after that, would you want to see another one? Because at what point are you? We just like, these aren't good fights. Like,
I'm always
you're just seeing people that are known at one thing getting exposed at something that, of course, they're not going to be good at. Because if you reverse it, I mean, yeah, obviously those dudes are going to get fucking destroyed in it.
I reckon we can roll the dice a few more times and we might win a few. I think it's good for the sport. Like, I think McGregor, Mayweather elevated MMA. because of how big they both were. And if more MMA stars fight boxing stars, it's just more eyes on
you
MMA.
You think Ngannou versus AJ was good for the sport?
If every more people saw MMA because of it, if they're all bad fights, then
I don't think that was good for
MMA.
Different.
It's one of those things where it's like when it's bad, it's bad.
It's bad. Yeah.
But you know what Francis Ngannou did to Tyson Fury and knocked him down
was really good.
That was amazing.
That's going to live forever. It doesn't really. People might forget the AJ Francis Ngannou fight. They might. They honestly might, but what they won't ever forget is the picture of Francis Ngannou standing over the fucking WBC heavyweight champion of the world. To be honest with you, after that happened, after AJ knocked out Francis, I was like, yeah, fine.
The way I see it is like it just proved that probably what happened is Fury thought he was going to go in there and just fight a wild brawler, and what Ngannou did was he ended up fighting a little bit more technical than expected. And so, yeah, I think the cat's a little bit out of the bag now. People know, and this was before the fight happens, that Ngannou's actually going to try to box, not just go in there and do what he did with Rosenstruck, right? Just wing punches and get countered into oblivion. No, you're actually going to have to play a few games with him. But after one round, AJ played those games and figured him out and destroyed him. So I hate to say it, and people are probably going to be pissed at me for this, but I think, yeah, the Fury fight's probably a bit of a fluke. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, it's, you could definitely say that, but it doesn't really matter whether it was a fluke or it wasn't a fluke. It happened, and it's like, you know, people can remember it, choose to remember it like that, or they can choose to remember the fact that Francis is just standing over top
of
Fury.
The thing is, that's a highlight.
Well, you can separate those things. So like, was it a great moment? Absolutely, but was it the better boxer winning? No,
but at the same time, you know, Francis could go back in and beat Deontay Wilder. You know, do you know what I mean? It's sort of like sometimes it's as simple as you have a bad day, you have a good day, you have a bad day.
Yeah, you could just keep going.
You know, you could argue as well that Francis went into that fight with AJ way overconfident because he had that close fight with Fury, and he was way overconfident with what he was doing, and AJ humbled the fuck out of him and said, actually mate, you're nowhere near as good as you think you are, and here's the fucking proof in the pudding. So
but
it's like,
to be fair, when all that stuff was going on, we was way behind Ngannou the whole time, because we'd like, it's not so much like, I hate this argument of it's MMA versus boxing. It's like I feel like a lot of people need to grow up with that take. Yeah. Move out of that thinking that way.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we love an underdog. We love Ngannou's story. He's trying to do something. Fair enough. This felt like it had way more weight than Sean fighting someone in boxing. But it's everyone roots for the guy who's up against it all, right? So it's like, it was exciting to see him do so well.
That's the point. Like, regardless if we need to grow out of it, nobody had grown out of it. And was MMA versus boxing, but it was actually really Ngannou versus the world, because it was Ngannou versus the UFC, and everybody saying he fumbled the bag. No, here he is cashing in on a major payday in a fight he doesn't have a chance in on anybody's, you know, scorecards, going into it. And yeah, then we have, I mean, who knows? It might turn out that AJ, you know, to give him his flowers here, it might turn out that what happened with AJ was a fluke as well.
I mean, he looked like
he'll do better.
Yeah, and to be fair to AJ as well, like, he's acting like a completely different man to the guy who was on his way up through the title contendership. And even when he won against Klitschko as well, he was the clean-cut, British-born, you know, gentleman. But after the Usyk losses, there's a fire and fury in his eyes, which is like really interesting. I think the main thing for me when it comes to the whole kind of MMA versus boxing conversation is like, I would just like to see a fair fight, because what's happened in the last couple of years is Jake Paul's kind of just chosen a bunch of guys that he knew that he could be and humiliate.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing that's made MMA look bad in boxing, is that he's been fighting a guy who's about to fight Mike Tyson at heavyweight was fighting welterweights. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, who aren't boxers as well. He fought Ben Askren. Honestly, is that the worst?
Well, Ben Askren was
stand-up fighter,
for the money,
like at the level, probably. You know, probably.
I think
in the last 10 years, might legitimately
and then obviously fought Woodley. I mean, to be fair, at the time, I thought Woodley would beat him, but actually, in hindsight, Woodley looked fucking terrible in his last few fights. Like in the UFC,
he hadn't won a round in like 5 years.
Was terrified to pull the trigger at any point. It's an easy win for Ryan Garcia to go like, I'm going to bring over a guy who's a big star that I know that I can beat because we're not in the same sport.
I think they match up quite well stylistically. You know, Ryan Garcia is a bit more open and longer than your regular boxer, right? He doesn't keep himself as like tight. And Sean's quite an open fighter as well. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It might make for an interesting matchup, but you would still favour the boxer, really. I mean, yeah, we've seen it enough times.
It's just like, if we had more of a variety, I think, of boxers coming to MMA,
yeah,
and then MMA fighters going to boxing. But in the last few years, we've been clowned so fucking badly
by the boxing community.
I mean, why not?
Yeah,
Why not try it? Like, to be fair, when Fury was talking about it and he was training with Darren Till, it looked quite fun. And most people probably thought it would go the same way as James Toney and it's ankle like picked. It doesn't matter. It's fucking fun. And I suppose that's what you're kind of talking about from the boxing perspective.
The James Toney fights suck, though.
But that's what I'm saying. The
build-up was
kind
of interesting, but like the fight itself was like, oh.
But that's the same. But that's exactly the same thing that what we're talking about here is that actually, arguably, MMA fighters going into boxing, the fight's going to suck because they're going to lose like badly. So it's no different to James Toney coming.
But that's why
MMA.
I'm not on board for it. That's why exactly. I'm kind of making that argument of just like, okay, it's gotten really poor. It's I think. Outside of Ngannou Fury, which is a massive, massive achievement, don't get me wrong, but outside of that one fight, they've all been a horrible look. We've got guys that are not specialists, jack of all trades, master of none, and so they're going to lose in boxing.
I don't think this conversation or the future of it's necessarily done because there's so many ways that we could play with this as well. If the MMA fighters coming to boxing under their rules and their time limits, then obviously they're a massive disadvantage. But if you start to blend that and change the gloves, change the arena they're fighting in, change the amount of rounds, change the rule set slightly, then you never know what we're going to get. You know, if O'Malley Garcia is in small gloves in a cage with like 3 5-minute rounds, I mean, do you think the fight goes exactly the same? Like, who knows, right?
That I can get way more on board in because one, it embraces the freak show nature of it. It gives each guy an opportunity to implement their game. Whereas you're watching these straight boxing fights, it's like, the boxer's done this their entire lives.
It's obviously just because boxing, there's so much power in the control of the boxers normally. It's like, why would they? They're not used to settling anything less than the ideal scenario for them. So I don't see many boxers giving up that kind of control.
Right. That's it, yeah.
You know,
the money's on their side.
And the record's so important.
The money's on their
side. Maybe if it's an exhibition, then that's different as well. So the only other thing I was going to say is you brought the point that Sean's mentioned. He wants two more big fights and then he reckons he's in a position to fight Ryan.
He thinks.
Yeah, but then it's like, well, that's interesting to me because it's like, I don't watch enough boxing, but it's like, who's a bigger star, Ryan Garcia or Sean O'Malley? That might be a really obvious answer. To me, I don't really know. Maybe I don't know enough about it. So the fact that he's like, I need two more fights, is that because he feels like the UFC aren't going to want to pay attention or make that fight unless he's a bigger star and he needs two more fights to elevate his own platform? Or is it he thinks Garcia is above him and he needs two more fights to get to the same level?
I think he knows Garcia is above him because boxing has that tap into mainstream. It's like people are very familiar with boxing. And no matter who you are, you would have seen this Ryan Garcia guy acting strange this past week.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, so out of all the lighter guys there are, he's probably the biggest name there is at the moment. He's 162K
likes on one of his tweets. Like, when have you ever seen anything like that from O'Malley?
And when you said like, we're doing it, lots of people that cover MMA are covering Garcia because of the character he's being. And there's one thing that MMA has, it's characters. Sean's thing is he's trying to be the biggest superstar there is since Conor in the UFC. right? So yeah, it's like the next logical step of how do we get bigger than title defenses? Oh, you have a champ, but if that's not how do you get bigger than that? You do the boxing thing. So it's all just a pursuit to make themselves more successful. But yeah, to answer your question, Garcia is definitely above him. And I don't know if two nice knockouts is going to get him there, to be honest. Because, like, Dana's, yeah, dangled a carrot of, oh, yeah, if it makes us enough money, we might do it. But really...
What I think is going to get him there is the fact that 50,000 people thought it was a great idea on Twitter. Yeah. And that's just from a social media tweet, a one-off, like, quick thought with an insult behind it. I think that's what's going
to
get it up.
I think as well, it draws us to it. I know, like, how many times before we learn all that, but it's like, it's just the potential. If somehow the underdog wins in a spectacular way against all the odds, it's like we all love that and we can all resonate with that, so it's like if there's a chance that can happen, we're all gonna fucking buy it.
Do you think it actively hurts MMA when guys lose? Do you reckon people watch Ngannou get knocked out? Do you reckon people watch Askren, Woodley, Anderson Silva, all those guys lose and they go, okay, well, MMA then isn't the best? If I'm a casual 16-year-old who just watches Jake Paul knock out Tyron Woodley, do I go, oh, I want to watch Jake Paul next, I can't be fucked to watch?
Yeah, but
well, I think that the way it is for a lot of people, so let's say if you're against MMA, this is certainly not going to help that case. If you were somebody that's teetering on the edge, it's certainly not going to help you with that case. But I think for years and years and years, I want to say MMA's been forthright in saying, yeah, boxers would probably win, but these guys are special talents, you know? And I think there's a lot of the stand-up game over the years that people have really hyped up in MMA, and that's getting better and better and better and better. But, like, in general, I think that's been pretty soundly disproven as of late, you know? And Ngannou was never the best boxer as well, you know? It's not like, you know, Ngannou was always seen as the technical striker of the two. But, you know, there are all these beliefs that MMA's techniques are starting to catch up to boxing, and I think what it's all really just exposing is still a pretty huge gulf. That's what I think it's exposing. And so if you are one of those people that maybe was starting to get sold on that, you might be like, you know what? Maybe these guys aren't great fighters. And that's wrong. That's obviously not true. But if you're somebody that cares about striking and stand up, that side of martial arts more, you might be a little less interest in MMA as a result. I mean, how many times do you still hear people fucking boo when it goes to the ground? You know? That's still even MMA fans that are booing. Those are people that bought tickets to go to those events, you know?
But the thing, like you were saying, all those guys you're listening off, a lot of those guys are like older veterans. Obviously, Ngannou was slightly different and had a good performance before he got knocked out. But a lot of those other guys are veterans, probably looking for a payout at the end of their career, who have so much fight experience. They'll be like, yeah, I could do a boxing match against a guy. But you're right, there is that gulf in the skill when if you are training that one discipline day in, day out, you are probably going to make up the time that these other people had on you.
Yeah, I think it's generally just down to your understanding and intelligence of what it actually is. Because like you said, oh yeah, no, they are much older fighters and stuff. But ultimately, the fucking 12-year-old Call of Duty player who's also happens to be the Sean O'Malley fan, if they watch Sean O'Malley get fucking KO'd by Garcia, they might just be like, all right, well, he sucks, fuck that guy. I mean, there's loads of YouTube channels that switch like that, don't they? The amount of, you know, and that's essentially why Dana made that fucking fuck you video about 300, because people news is so quick and content consumption is so quick now. One little thing happens, oh, they're done, they're fucked, they're over, they'll never come back, it's all over for them. And you do wonder whether or not we're living in a time where, you know, that demographic of people just will watch one loss from a fighter and go, they're done, it's over, they suck.
The thing is, if Sean wants to be great and wants to be successful and make the most out of his career, that is a very short amount of time. Like, we that's what we all wanted for Ngannou, is like to get that fucking money, because he come from abject poverty and he's made a career for himself fighting people. Obviously, Sean had a very different life, but if you want to do that, like you were saying about the kids and the casuals, are they going to tune in? Like, Conor McGregor is the king of the casuals. People are still asking about him. So if Sean can do that, the exposure for MMA only goes up. Yeah, he might look shit, he might lose, But like, if he has a good performance, or if he somehow wins, or just gets in there with him, I think it's ultimately only good.
If you want the full episode of this podcast without any of the breaks and the edits that this man put in, you can get access to that and all the ones we've ever done by signing up to the MMA On Point membership program. The button is down the bottom, or the link is in the description for all the details. There's lots of stuff on there, like the podcast, but also access to the writers' meeting and everything else. Luke, how much is it?
$2.99.
You're goddamn right. Cheaper than chips.